What's up, guys? I'm Evan Turner, co-host of the Point Forward podcast, alongside Andre Iguodala. We got a special series out now, all about our favorite NBA cities, the greatest places to travel, the evolving cultures and cuisines, and some of our most memorable experiences while we were on the road during our many years in the NBA. We talk about Miami, Chicago, New York, and many more. Tune in to Courts and Culture, the Point Forward Travel Guide, sponsored by Hennessy. You can find it on Point Forward Feed, on YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to your Wednesday episode of the Arrowhead Drive. I'm Pete Sweeney. Let's start your morning with today's outlook on the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's what you need to know for Wednesday, August 4th.
All right, a couple injuries. So Tyreek Hill has a little bit of knee tendonitis. We're just kind of pumped the brakes on it. Just showed up today, so we backed off him. Juan Thornhill has a groin strain, making progress there. Tarvarius Ward, he had a little eye work done in the offseason. It flared up on him. He got poked in it. But we kept him out of there. Chad Williams has a groin strain. Kaiser, back spasm. Rimmer's back spasms. All both getting better. And then Darwin is still in the COVID protocol there. All right, everybody else, it worked out well. It was great, great first day. Good to get the guys in pads. I thought they worked hard. It was all flood period today. There were no live periods today. But I thought their effort was where it needed to be. And they challenged each other.
The Chiefs got some players back on Tuesday as they took the field in pads for the first time this training camp. As you heard from Andy Reid, Tyreek Hill left practice in the early going with knee tendonitis. Now, it is worth noting that the Chiefs do not believe it is anything serious, but with Hill, you know, being one of the better receivers in the league, this is certainly a point to monitor. So who took advantage of Hill being out the most? Probably veteran Marcus Kemp, who was a recipient of two first-team Chiefs touchdowns from Patrick Mahomes during scrimmage work. Let's run through the other injuries to know. Linebacker Anthony Hitchens and tight end Evan Bayless returned to practice on Tuesday. Running back Darwin Thompson continues to be out as he is on the COVID list. We have not seen him in St. Joe as of yet. Defensive end Malik Herring, tight end Nick Kaiser, right guard Kyle Long, offensive lineman Mike Remmers, safety Juan Thornhill, cornerback Tarvarius Ward, and wide receiver Chad Williams, they did not practice due to injury. Safety Armani Watts, who just came off the PUP list, as well as linebacker Ben Neiman, they did not participate in team drills. The Chiefs resume practice once again on Wednesday. It will be their seventh full team practice of training camp.
I like the competition, and they're working. You know, they're trying to get better at what they're doing, and working their fundamentals and techniques when it's live. So I appreciated that. Yeah, I thought it was good work there.
Pads being on meant the return of a drill we've been waiting to see for all of the offseason, and no, I'm not talking about the seven-man sled. Sorry, Andy Reid. I'm talking about the offensive line versus defensive line one-on-one drills, and there's a lot of questions that go into this. How would the revamped offensive line fare against the refined defensive line? How would Orlando Brown Jr. hold up? Which defensive lineman would make waves? So here we go. We got an initial look on Tuesday. Let's hand out some winners and losers. And these are the winners in order. Turk Wharton, Mike Dana, really the first team offensive line interior. That's Tooney, Humphrey, and Smith. Chris Jones is a winner. Frank Clark is a winner. And so is Austin Edwards. And here are your losers. Orlando Brown Jr., who was tossed at one point by Chris Jones, Andrew Wiley, and Taco Charlton. Remember, these are just the opening impressions. I think it was good to watch the interior and see Tooney, Humphrey, and Smith stonewall defenders at times. But, of course, we have to be a little concerned about Brown. But, again, a long way to go on that front. It is only August 4th.
Yeah, I think the pads was talking today. The pads is talking today. You got some boys in the room. That D-line going to be exciting to watch. I think that's who. I think it's going to be exciting.
We mentioned how excited the players were to get the pads on, but second-year defensive tackle Turk Wharton likely had the quote of the day when he said that the pads were talking. What does that mean? It means a training camp. Once the pads come on, that's when decisions can be made. So we were hearing those cracks. That's a football practice, and onward we go.
Oh, man. Is anyone who can raise his mic stand? They got me bending over.
Yeah, that first day is always fun. Whenever we're out here in jerseys and whatnot, that's not football. And I mean, some guys can't show unless they're physical. Like, physicality is part of the game. Physicality allows you to play, and you can't do that with nothing but pads on.
There's defensive end Alex Okafor, who came back for his third year with the Chiefs despite being an unrestricted free agent. Okafor is primed to be key depth for the Chiefs as Steve Spagnuolo continues to cook up one of the most versatile units in the league, starting with the now hybrid Chris Jones. With pads on, real defensive and offensive evaluation can begin. The Chiefs need to narrow down their 90-man roster to 53, and you can only do that by playing real football. And so the Chiefs started with thud periods on Tuesday, and they will build to real tackling ahead of their first preseason game on August 14th in San Francisco against the 49ers.
Yeah, listen, I like both of them. They're making plays. And so I was curious to see how they would do the pads on with the run game coming at them, and I thought they did a nice job of that. Good instincts, like what I've seen, yeah.
Continuing to discuss the young defense up in St. Joe, Anthony Hitchens, as I said, returned to work, but so too continued the second-year linebacker in Willie Gay and rookie Nick Bolton.
Yeah, you're allowed to get the mental reps from the sideline, hear the call, see the execution on the sideline, from the sideline. Everybody else is going in, so it kind of helps the game slow down for you. I just kind of hearing the verbiage and what's expected out there throughout the green dot. So it's been a blessing having that. It's been a learning experience, and I'm just excited to keep going forward.
Bolton, who you just heard, and Gay have really gotten their feet wet with the defense in St. Joe, and particularly for Bolton, who had another great day on Tuesday. Bolton recorded his second interception of Patrick Mahomes in as many days, and he looks to make it three on Wednesday, but we are sure that Patrick Mahomes is going to have something to say about that. And that's it for the Arrowhead Drive for Wednesday, August 4th. Do us the favor, if you would, and please subscribe to the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network. And while you're there, leave us a rating and a review. Coming up on Wednesday, it's the Out of Structure. The guys are back. And to be clear, they'll be without the British Chiefs show this time. They're leaving them for Saturdays. But Ron and Matt, Out of Structure, they'll be answering your Twitter questions. That's it for now. I'm Pete Sweeney. We'll talk again on Friday for the next edition of the Arrowhead Drive.